Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. And right now, you are railing with the World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker. Jade Cargill has captured the attention of sports media and popular culture. She's amazing. Considering that she's still a rookie, she's had less than 50 matches. She's impressive. Her rise continues to garner more and more praise and attention. I watched the little documentary behind the scenes thing that Complex did on her, and they kind of followed her. And it was cool to watch her train with Bryan Danielson, to see her being mentored by Dustin Rhodes, to watch her workouts in the ring and seeing the time and the investment she's putting into her craft, how she's blending quality in the ring with the quality of her persona. I think her persona is, while it's not perfected, it's not perfect, it's pretty darn good for what she's done with the amount of time she's been in the business. People want to see more of Jade. People enjoy her on the microphone. They enjoy her in the ring. They're enjoying her dominance. But there's also that part of professional wrestling following that is looking to watch her lose. She stands undefeated. Already beginning to discuss, you know, who people feel should be the first to defeat Jade Cargill. Now she's got this feud going with Athena. Now that Athena has arrived in All Elite Wrestling, Athena has a championship background, a multi-time champion. And yes, Athena is targeting Jade Cargill to give her her first loss and to take the TBS title from her. There's also Chris Statlander. I have enjoyed her evolution as well. I like her new look. She already had a great look, but her improved look makes her even more appealing. She looks dominant in the ring. I like that she's kind of stepped up her aggression, but she also seems to move smoother and execute smoother in the ring. And maybe that has to do with how she's altered her personality. But I like it. Do I think that she is the opponent that should beat Jade Cargill? Well, I'm sure there's many out there, some of you listening now, who believe that she is, like some of you believe Athena is. I don't think so. And the person that I think should beat Jade Cargill is not even a professional wrestler that's in All Elite Wrestling. So hear me out. I think the person that should beat Jade Cargill, maybe not necessarily take her title, but maybe give her her first loss, is the Brick House, Camille. Camille has been NWA Women's World Champion for a year now. She defeated Kylan King at Always Ready. Looking at the competition out there right now, I'm like, who really could beat Camille? Who has the pedigree to do that in the NWA? I don't see anybody in the NWA that could do it. I look across the spectrum of all of professional wrestling. Deonna Purrazzo, maybe. She's awesome. But then I'm like, no. Charlotte? Charlotte is at a different level, as is Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky Lynch, any of the four horsewomen, even if they still call each other that, they call themselves that. I don't know if they do, if you consider what's happened in their relationships over the last, and careers over the last several years. Those are four incredible women in professional wrestling. Asuka, Nyla Rose. I would like to see a Nyla Rose, Jade Cargill feud. I would love to see a Nyla Rose, Camille feud. Do I think that she could beat either of them? Nyla is actually one of my favorites right now. But I'm not certain. I don't want to say no. I'm just saying I'm not certain. But as for this discussion, who do I feel should beat Jade? I think it should be Camille. Look at how they match up. The size, the confidence, the persona, the way they carry themselves in and out of the ring. They walk with a confidence unlike anyone else in professional wrestling. aside from Charlotte. Charlotte walks with confidence, but Charlotte is arrogant. Is that fair to say? Is that fair to say that Charlotte is arrogant? Has she earned her place where she is? Yes. Is she a great athlete? Yes. Does she have unbelievable, memorable matches with her opponents? Yes, she does. I don't want to delve too much into Charlotte. We could have a whole another discussion about Charlotte on another episode. As a matter of fact, I think I probably will. But for now, we're talking about Jade and Camille. Jade undefeated. Camille has held the NWA Women's World title for a year. People are beginning to discuss who should be the first person to beat Jade. You look across the landscape of All Elite Wrestling. Even the AEW Women's Champion right now, Thunder Rosa. Do I think Thunder Rosa should beat Jade Cargill? What if they had a title for title match? Do I think Thunder Rosa should beat Jade Cargill? No, I don't. Again, I'm undecided about Nyla Rose. And then there's Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Should Britt Baker beat Jade? Now that would be a heck of a feud. And that would be one of those feuds that I'd like to see go on for a long time. And maybe early into this feud, they not even have the match. They just keep one-upping each other outside the ring. That way there's no win-loss involved. It's just who can top who before they get in the ring. But I think it would be with Britt Baker being the veteran, I think Britt could lose that and still look good coming out of it and make Jade look even better, considering that Jade has not been in the business as long as Britt. I think that would be fantastic. But there's not many others. Serena Deeb, definitely. But I kind of feel the same way about Serena Deeb fighting Jade as I do about Dr. Britt Baker. Could Serena beat Jade? Yes, she could. Should she? Initially, I would say no. Nice feud, back and forth, one up, match, hard hitting. Jade squeaks by. The professor, you know, she exits the match, still looking strong, making Jade look even stronger. That would be awesome to see. But for that loss, for that first loss, and everybody with the forbidden door, which I think is good for wrestling. I don't necessarily know if we should continue to use the forbidden door moniker, that phrase. But I'm enjoying seeing professional wrestlers from other promotions face each other. And you're talking about two of the most dominant professional wrestlers right now. In stature and persona, they're a great matchup. But I would like to see Camille be the one to give her that first loss. That's one of those losses that Jade could carry with her, carry the weight of that first loss for a long time. And maybe down the line, you let some time pass. Maybe her and Camille go at it again, and Jade comes out with the win. And maybe by that time, someone else is strong enough to defeat Camille. Maybe this next second matchup between Camille and Jade, maybe there's no titles on the line. And maybe if it turns into a trilogy, the third match, there's even more stakes on the line. Maybe it's for a world title. I like them both for various reasons. I like Camille because Camille is, I guess the word would be, she's a brute. I wouldn't call Jade a brute, but she's definitely an aggressor. Jade's an aggressor. Camille's a brute. And she's also more experienced. We fantasy book. We've all done it. We talk dream matches or just matches that we want to see. But if Jade is going to lose, if somebody's going to hang a loss on her, it should come after she's had more matches. Like I said, right now, she's still undefeated. TBS champion, less than 50 matches. And here's Camille, the NWA Women's World Champion, dominant champion for a year. If her and Jade were to clash, I just think that Camille would be the right person to give her that first loss. Let me know what you think. Tell me in the comments. Tell me on Twitter at Mr. Joe Walker. Who do you think should be the first to defeat Jade? And while you're at it, tell me who do you think would be worthy enough to earn the right to defeat Camille for the NWA Women's World title. Let's let this discussion linger. We'll come back to this again. Thank you for listening to Railing with the World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker, on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and support the platform wherever you get your podcasts from. Follow the Whip Show podcast on all social media and follow me on Twitter at Mr. Joe Walker. No excuses. Championships only. Be kind. Be creative. Win.